Well, actually, since this government was formed, they haven't built one affordable house in either County Mayo, County Sligo or County Leitrim. But what we're talking about here, and it was at the launch of our proposals last week, are to establish a third sector in Irish housing, where you have at the moment the sector which is the market, where you can go to the open market and try and purchase a house or rent a house, and it is very expensive and out of reach of many people. You also, of course, have social housing, which are people who earn under 30,000 per euro per year can apply and get on the social housing list, and that's very difficult because there isn't enough houses for them. What we're saying is there's a lot of people who do not earn enough money for to be able to buy a house on the open market, and at the same time earn too much money for to be on the social housing list. And they find themselves in a really difficult position because they're renting at very high costs, and they cannot afford for to save, even for a deposit, for to buy a house at the extraordinary rates that are there at the moment. So what Sinn Féin is proposing is that we would build houses which would be in an affordable sector, which is another sector, which again would be governed by the local authority and by government, and that the state would own the land and provide the services for the house to be built on, and then the person would rent that house at an affordable price. These would be people who would be earning under about 70,000, 65,000, 70,000 a year. So they'd be on decent income, but at the same time would find it very difficult to buy a house, particularly in urban areas in our cities, or Dublin or places like that, and indeed in many parts of the country where housing has got out of reach of people. The person could buy the house or they could rent the house. They would buy it at a price of between 250,000 and 300,000 maximum. And they would own the house for their as long as they live, and they can pass it on to their children, or they can do what they wish with it. In that respect, extend it, do anything they can. Nobody can put them out of it. They own the house. They've paid for the house. However, if they want to sell the house at any time, but they would have to sell it to a person who would also be on the affordable housing list. So it prevents the market from pushing the house out of reach of anyone. So it's an affordable house, not just for this generation, but for future generations as well. Of course, the house price would increase with inflation, but not with the market, because the market is something that can push it out of reach of people so very easily. And that's why we feel that there needs to be a third sector in Irish housing, which would be affordable housing. Now, the government has an affordable housing scheme, but they're not building any of them. And that's the point I was making, that there has been no affordable houses built or provided in a lot of areas of the country, and very few nationwide. So we need to have an affordable housing sector developed, and that's what is owned within its proposals. People have talked about, you know, under 300,000 that it can't be done, and we're trying to state that Mary Lou McDonald was saying that every house would have to come down to that price. That's not what we're saying. It never was what we're saying. What we're talking about here is providing a third sector in Irish housing, which would be affordable housing, both to buy and to rent for people who earn decent incomes, but find the market has pushed the possibility of owning a home out of reach for them.
When you take it back a bit more locally, and when you look at Leitrim specifically, it does still have some of the lowest house prices in the country. But what maybe hasn't been mentioned is what you've said, along with the fact that overseas buyers are now becoming a lot more interested in the housing market in Leitrim. And that in turn is obviously creating even more pressure on people here wishing to buy.
Of course, and we see that across the country, you know, that there's people coming from abroad buying houses in many parts of Ireland, and, you know, returned immigrants sometimes who have made good money elsewhere and come back and buy houses. That's all putting pressure on the market and pushing prices out of reach, even for houses that would be, I suppose, in a dilapidated state, or derelict houses are being bought up sometimes by people who come home from other countries and are pushing them out of reach of other people here, and are also available to get the grant for to renovate those houses. And all of that is putting more and more pressure on workers and families who live locally in our local communities who want to buy a house. Wages aren't as high in Leitrim or in Sligo or in the northwest as they would be in other parts of the country, and that is also having an impact. And unfortunately, for very many of our younger people particularly, who get very well educated, who go to college and get degrees, they find for to get jobs where they can get enough money for to be able to afford a home, they have to travel to the major cities or even out of the country. And that's one of the unfortunate things that is pushing people away, and that is causing immigration of our young people, that they can't see themselves getting on the property ladder. They can't see themselves being able to afford a home and to have a good lifestyle in their own community. And that's what we need to change. And that's why we feel that this proposal for a third sector in Irish housing, affordable housing for everybody, would be something that would not just be for the urban areas where houses are extremely expensive, but across the entire country, so that we can have a possibility of people who earn decent wages, who can can live in their local community, can send their children to the school that they went to themselves, or play for the local football club that they went to themselves. That's what a lot of people want to do. And they can't do that at the moment because of the extraordinary price of housing in our towns and villages around rural areas as well as in our cities.